Ay, 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 ay. You guys just fill this place with glory every time you sing. That is just so powerful. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. And thank you all for being here. It's so good to have you all here. Thank you for celebrating with us a wonderful gift of Christmas. So, title of the sermon is The Truth About Christmas. And the truth about Christmas is that much of the Christmas story, the pictures, most of our traditions, and many of our songs are not always based on the Bible. For example, we don't know that there were three wise men. We don't know that. We get the number three because of the three gifts that are mentioned. Now, we know that they were wise because they stopped and asked for directions. Something men are not known to do. So that was the Christmas miracle right there. That was that. And by the way, the Bible never calls them kings. And speaking of the Bible, no stable is mentioned. No innkeeper is mentioned. And there is not a word about a little drummer boy. But the Bible does tell us Jesus was laid in a manger, so we got that part right. The Bible tells us where Jesus is born in Bethlehem, but it never really tells us exactly when Jesus was born. It never tells us that it was December the 25th. It's true, Mary is pregnant, and then they show pictures of her riding a donkey. That's not in the Bible. And who thought that would be a good idea, to have a 9-month woman ride a donkey? We see pictures of Mary smiling and all serene on the Hallmark cards. Hello. She just possibly hiked 60 to 80 miles while 9 months pregnant, been through labor and delivery, without a midwife, without her mother, without a room. She's not radiant, she's exhausted. And the songs. Really? Silent night? Ever been in a room when the woman gives birth? Away in a manger, no crying he makes? Who came up with that? Guess what? Babies come out crying. And why not? There they were, all nice and safe and warm and cuddly. And the next thing you know, pushed and pulled and out in the cold. No wonder they're crying. They're very upset. They didn't get asked. And don't even get me started about feeding. As some of you know, we were a foster family for a number of years, mostly took in newborns. And I know why they call it formula. Because there has to be a mathematical and scientific formula involved in how 4 ounces of formula in an infant's stomach can expand exponentially. It's not a spit up, it's a flood of cosmic portions coming out of their mouth and down your back. And then there's projectile vomiting. Babies don't burp, they fire missiles. It's a rocket launch. You could just point them up to the skies, forget about aiming for the moon. You can hit Alpha Centauri with what's coming out, and you never see pictures of that. I mentioned we fostered, we mostly took in babies. One, because at that time that was the big need. And two, I'm thinking they can't talk back. I like that idea. But let me tell you what babies can do. Babies can poop a lot. You don't go to Pampers to buy a case. You don't go to Target to buy a case of Pampers. You go to Target to get the truck driver's name and phone number so you can call him and just have him deliver a truckload of Pampers to your house. It's a good thing that gold is one of the gifts. They're going to need it. The same with the frankincense and myrrh, which were like the perfume and medicine of that time, which were also good gifts, because even though people say babies smell good, that's usually only after the bath. Before the bath, not so much. And they do go through some medicine. I think that when you get a baby, they should just give you a 55-gallon drum of amoxicillin. And you just dip the baby in it like you did with Achilles, okay? You just dip the baby. Babies run fevers that are hotter than the sun. They just, it just drives you crazy. They scare you to death. And you're switching from Motrin to Tylenol, so many times. If you would buy stock in just one of those companies, you could retire by the age of 10, or their age of 10. A baby changes how you walk, how you talk, and even how you drive. You put a baby in a car seat. You put in every other kind of seatbelt, seat buckle, anything around to help keep that kid safe. You're looking for a police escort to make sure that all traffic is stopped in every possible direction, and you have never driven so slowly in all your life. The truth is, a baby changes how you think. You see how small and fragile and vulnerable that they are. And yet they change everything. And the truth is, that's how God chose to come to us, chose to come into our world, small, fragile, and vulnerable. The truth about Christmas is that even when the man-made traditions are stripped away, the eternal truth remains. God loves you very much. The truth of Christmas is, even if you were the only person on the planet, God would have still come to you and for you. God comes to us. Emmanuel means God with us. The truth is, God refuses to give up on us, no matter how bad we are, no matter how ugly things get, no matter how much we destroy the creation God gave us to take care of, no matter how much we disrespect ourselves and disrespect others, no matter how often we fail, God refuses to give up. Instead, God picks us up. God cleans us up. God helps us to look up. And when it's dark and we look up, we see the stars, and we remember that it was a star that led the wise men to Jesus. And God continues to provide stars and other points of light through other people to lead us to Jesus. The truth about Christmas is more than just remembering that 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born. It's about remembering that Jesus is born and is alive in each of us. The truth is that there are some people who are so filled with the love and grace of Jesus. They are practically overflowing. They are like a glass filled to the tippy top. And if you bump into them, they're going to spill Jesus all over you. Others have buried Jesus so deep that they forget that he's there. And they forget that you can't keep Jesus buried. He rises out in surprising ways. Some people don't want to know it's true. Some people don't think it's true. And some people can't believe it's true, that God loves them, that God is with them, and that God won't abandon them. The truth about Christmas is, no matter what we may eat and drink at Christmas parties or dinners, here we have bread and juice. Here we remember that he was not, we remember not that he was alive in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, but that he's alive within us. That's the formula of Christmas. That's how God's love and grace expand exponentially, because it's in each of us. We share that good news all year long. Whether or not Joseph and Mary came by a donkey or walked, God brought them to the place they needed to be. And God has led us to the place we need to be, here, celebrating the gift and the truth of Christmas, that God loves us very, very much. And the proof is in God's Son, Jesus. Amen. To prepare for communion,